It's being called a Trump miracle. Washington, D.C. just had its first murder-free week in months, and Democrats are absolutely losing their minds. Tells you everything you need to know about them. Well, not everything. What Trump just discovered about the city's crime statistics is so explosive, it could send government officials, all Democrats, to prison for years. The data I'm about to show you proves we've been lied to on a scale that will shock you to your core. But what's even more shocking is what President Trump is effectively doing about it right this very minute. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making possible. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Let's start with some rather shocking, wonderfully shocking statistics that the legacy media is desperately trying to bury and hide from you. Since Trump's federal takeover of DC police just 9 days ago, the results have been nothing short of extraordinary. Zero murders for 7 straight days. Something that hasn't happened since March. And unprecedented for summer months when murder rates typically peak. The legacy media literally tripped over themselves, claiming the murder rate was down. The violent crime rate is down. It's down. Why are you doing this? It's down. In their desperate and pathetic attempt at trying to thwart President Trump's federal takeover of DC police and law enforcement. And Trump saw their hand and he raised them a gazillion. So while they're claiming murder rates are down, Trump is literally ending all murder. The murder rate has plummeted to zero in the last week, but it gets even better. Feast your eyes on these stats. Robberies dropped 46%. Carjackings plummeted a stunning 83%. And violent crime fell 22% in just 1 week. Again, it gets better. We now know that 465 total arrests were made since the operation began, including dangerous MS-13 gang members, armed carjackers, and murderers with outstanding warrants. And in addition, all 48 homeless encampments throughout the city have been cleared from DC streets. Our capital city is being reborn right before our very eyes. The Democrat nightmare of civic erosion is literally being thrown into the dumpster and replaced with a flourishing city rooted in law and order. And the residents of D.C. are absolutely loving it.
I enjoy having extra security. I think it's a good thing. I mean, you want to feel safe when you're out and about, especially females.
It's a good thing because it actually reinforces the fact that America is secure, safe, stable.
Elliot Reed says he supports the federal involvement.
As a moderate, as a centrist, I think something needs to be done. I have 3 kids. I'm about to start teaching next week. I want it to be safe.
Thank you, Trump. You can now come and check out the monuments, get something to eat, and check out the sights in Washington, D.C. and not get robbed, carjacked, or killed by somebody who looks like me.
Yeah, you cannot tell me this is not benefiting us. It's definitely doing what it's supposed to do. I don't care what, who versus who, what they mean by what. Baby, it's clean and beautiful, like how we like.
But here's where this story gets absolutely explosive, okay? Buckle yourselves in for this one. The Department of Justice has just launched a criminal investigation into whether Washington, D.C. police officials have been falsifying crime data to try to make the city appear safer than it actually was. Now, this isn't some administrative review. This is a federal criminal probe that could result in fraud charges, obstruction of justice, and making false statements to the federal government. Now, we're talking about potential prison time for government officials, again, all Democrats, who may have systematically lied to the American people about public safety. The investigation centers around Metropolitan Police Commander Michael Pulliam, who was placed on administrative leave back in May amid allegations that he manipulated violent crime statistics to present more favorable, rosy numbers, you know, like the very ones that were parroted by the legacy media. But here's the kicker. It gets even worse. We've now learned that this wasn't isolated misconduct. There's something else the government has been hiding from us. While they were lying about crime statistics, they've also been silent about something else that affects all of us.
A shocking case out of Richmond. A man was declared brain dead and was prepared to donate his organs, though hard to believe he was in fact alive.
36-year-old T.J. Hoover had his life changed forever. On October 25th, 2021, he was admitted to Baptist Health Richmond's emergency room. He was experiencing cardiac arrest and was deemed code blue.
We were told T.J. had no reflexes, no responses, no brain waves, no brain activity.
Because of that declaration, they decided to honor T.J.'s wishes as an organ donor.
We had his honor walk, but almost as soon as his honor walk started, his eyes started opening, and not just opening, he was tracking around looking to see, you know, what was going on. And we were told that was just reflexes, just a normal instinct. He's not there.
But that wasn't the case. In fact, he wasn't dead. He was very much alive.
I feel like they were trying to choose my brother. They were going to sacrifice my brother's life to save how many ever other people.
That's right. There's a microplastic crisis poisoning every American in some way, shape, or form. They're in our food, they're in our water, they're in our meats, our proteins. In fact, according to a recent study, we now ingest 6 times more microplastics than in 1990. It's wreaking havoc on our health and our organ functions, and unfortunately, no one is immune from this. But there is an amazing solution. There's a unique bacterial strain found only in kimchi that's been found to effectively degrade microplastics. In fact, traditional kimchi is one of the world's most powerful superfoods. But, you know, let's be honest, it's messy, it's strong smelling, you know, not exactly easy to eat every single day. So that's why Brightcore created Kimchi One. Now, you can get all the benefits of premium fermented kimchi in convenient capsule form. No mess, no taste, no hassle. I've been taking Kimchi One every single day for months now. Gang, I love it. Each capsule delivers over 900 probiotic strains, live enzymes, and antioxidants that help restore balance in your gut. I mean, people are seeing improvements in digestion, bloating, regularity, energy, and their metabolism. Studies show that kimchi even reduces the risk of obesity. Kimchi One is all natural. It's non-GMO. And it's 100% made right here in the USA. It's completely dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free. So just about anyone can take it. I personally love knowing that I'm supporting my gut and overall health in one simple step. Now, if you've been looking for a way to boost your immune system and remove microplastic toxins from your body, gang, this is it. You can get 25% off your order by going to the link below, or for an even better deal, give them a call. They're great. You're going to love them. My friends at Brightcore will love you. I promise you that. Give them a call, and they're going to give you up to 50% off plus free shipping. Call them at 888-597-0233. That's 888-597-0233. The first 100 callers to order will also get a free bottle of vitamin D3. Again, you only get the 50% off and free shipping when you give them a call. Once again, that number is 888-597-0233. According to D.C. Police Union Chairman Greg Pemberton, what we're seeing here coming out of D.C. has been nothing short of systematic fraud. Now, in his explosive testimony, he revealed that crime investigators routinely fudged the data. So victims of shootings were redesignated as injured persons. Stabbings were categorized as thefts, and carjackings became felony assaults. This wasn't sloppy record keeping. This was deliberate statistical manipulation designed to create what Trump called a false illusion of safety. Again, the very false illusion that the liberal legacy media parroted rather than exposed. Now let's examine the real crime data that Democrats tried to hide. While D.C. officials claim violent crime was at 30-year lows, the actual situation was far more complex and, frankly, far more dangerous. A Council on Criminal Justice study published in July revealed something, well, frankly, terrifying. While it is true that the total number of violent crimes have decreased, the lethality rate had skyrocketed by 341% since 2012. So here's what that means in plain English. You might have been slightly less likely to have been victimized, but if you were attacked, your chances of being killed had increased by over 300%. D.C. had the highest lethality rate of 17 major U.S. cities studied, with 57 homicides per 1,000 serious violent crimes in 2024, as compared to just 13 per 1,000 in 2012. Now, let's compare the actual crime statistics to see the full picture here. D.C. recorded 274 homicides in 2023. That was a 20-year high. The city was experiencing what residents described as just complete and total lawlessness. Carjackings surged to 607 in 2023. It's basically two a day. But within 1 week of Trump's intervention, 1 week, we saw results that decades of Democrat leadership could not achieve. And again, local residents absolutely love it. So while the D.C. police force has been mired in corruption and crime, Trump has brought real and lasting solutions and results. This success story represents the Democrats' worst nightmare because it proves conservative policies work. I mean, for years, Democrats have insisted that tough-on-crime approaches were ineffective, that federal intervention was unnecessary, and that law and order policies were somehow autocratic and authoritarian. But the data doesn't lie. Trump's approach, deploying 800 National Guard troops, 500 federal law enforcement agents, and taking direct control of local policing, produced results in 1 week that Democrat leadership couldn't achieve in years. In fact, the investigation of falsified crime data makes this even worse for Democrats because it reveals they knew their soft-on-crime policies were failing, and they actively tried to cover up the evidence. This D.C. scandal fits a nationwide pattern of Democrat cities manipulating crime statistics. I mean, from San Francisco reclassifying burglaries to Chicago underreporting violent crimes, liberal jurisdictions have systematically deceived the public about public safety, and the legacy media parroted those lies. The difference in D.C. is that Trump had the unique legal authority under the Home Rule Act to actually do something about it. And the results speak for themselves. Immediate, dramatic, and measurable improvements in public safety across the board. Looking forward into the future in terms of where do we go from here? The undeniable success in D.C. provides a blueprint for addressing urban crime nationwide. When you combine adequate law enforcement resources, federal coordination, and accountability for results, you get immediate improvements in public safety, just like what we got on the southern border. The southern border went silent literally overnight after January 20th. All the chaos of 8,000 border crossings per day disappeared into silence. The biggest problem that border agents are fighting with right now is boredom. That's precisely what President Trump is doing now in D.C. and what he's promising to do in cities all across the nation. But perhaps more importantly, the criminal investigation into D.C.'s falsified crime data, It sends a very clear message, particularly to Democrats. The days of their lying to the American people about public safety, pulling the wool over our eyes, are over. In fact, we now know why crime is so rampant in Democrat-run cities, don't we? It's because there's very little difference between the criminals and the Democrats. When a city is run by criminals, crime runs the city. What do you know? With Trump, it's vastly different. Zero murders for 7 days straight. Hundreds of dangerous criminals off the streets. Dozens of homeless encampments cleared. 83% reductions in carjackings and investigations into falsified crime data to hold the real criminals running the city accountable. Trump administration's intervention in D.C. represents more than successful crime fighting. It's proof that conservative governance works, that accountability matters, and that the American people deserve honest government that prioritizes their safety above political narratives. So let me know what you guys think. Do you see that Trump is doing in D.C.? Do you see that being brought to your local city and cities all across the nation? Let us know in the comments section below. Can't wait to read that. And don't forget to click on the link below and get your own bottle of Kimchi One. I take this every single day. I absolutely love it, and I know you will too. God bless.